Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Pizza eaters, pay attention. Right now, my favorite, Hungry Howie's, is offering 51% off any large original or thin crust pizza. Those are the round ones, by the way. The classics. All the toppings or a minimalist approach of classic cup pepperoni. It's your call. Me? I want original crust with pep, extra cheese, jalapenos, and Italian herb crust. Don't forget that free flavored crust. This deal is online only, so pull up HungryHowie's.com, order a large round pizza for carryout for 51% off, and thank me later.
Hungry?
Howies!
Truck Month is back at Moran Chevrolet. Perfect time to elevate your tailgating at Moran, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. The best game days start in a 2026 Silverado LT Crew Cab. You can lease one right now for $179 a month, 24 months. A new Silverado for $179 a month. Come on. You're not going to see prices like that anywhere else. Lease a 25 Equinox LT, $299 a month, 36 months. The entire team at Moran makes the whole process simple, fast, and stress-free. So whether you're buying, leasing, or servicing your car, everyone at Moran makes sure you are well taken care of. Find your ride fast and easy at MoranExpress.com or stop by on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to start with Oregon and Indiana. They both got taken to the brink, both had big drives to win it late. Do you feel better or worse about them?
Worse about Oregon, better about Indiana. For me, Indiana's injuries were just mounting. Evans didn't play. Surratt was, you know, look, Oregon by the end of that game didn't have any wide receivers. But when I look at Indiana, I look at where they were playing, I look at the flow of the game, that drive by Mendoza, you know, you're supremely banged up. That was Penn State's Super Bowl. I probably feel a little bit better about Indiana, but let me be fair. I've already begun to question Oregon for weeks. This does nothing to move me forward with them. I mean, nice job winning the game, but if we're talking about winning a national championship, Oregon can't, Indiana can.
Yeah, I view them the same way, but I'm noted Big Ten honk asshole who's just going to defend the Big Ten. Like,
oh my.
Mike, this is what the SEC teams get credit for, right? You get tested, you're on the road. These are hostile places to play. Kinnick, we highlighted a lot of. It's a rainy, sluggish. You're missing your number one receiver, your number one tight end. Another kid dies in the game. You're missing your right tackle. You do have a red zone pick. Moore killed him with that. Yeah,
that was bad.
At the end of the day, he drops a laser beam, like the perfect ball down the sideline, one-on-one, to set up the game-winning field goal. You get credit for that. Indiana playing a Penn State team who's in their face. Mendoza has not had a good day. You got no timeouts. 2 minutes to go. He goes dot, dot, dot. Big throws down the field, and then his receiver makes the catch of the year. You get credit when you're battle-tested and you go on the road. I feel better about him.
Cool. Not sure how I said much different than that, but let's just go down.
You didn't give Oregon enough credit, Mike.
I don't think Oregon's very good.
Okay.
I mean, I've been clear about that for, what, a month now? They haven't put good tape out there, Jim. Like Indiana, I'll give benefit of the doubt. They dump truck people, and you're 100% right with what you said. But on a day, it all wasn't working. You're right. You absolutely get credit. I didn't say shit about Franklin being fired or Penn State. So, no, you're in Happy Valley, and Lord knows it's big noon.
So for Oregon, they have the loss to Indiana.
Yeah.
Some of this is the fact that Penn State didn't hold up their end of the bargain. That felt like a big win at the time. They don't have any other big games to play. Iowa was the last one, and
well, I guess at the end of the season, the Big Ten sucks.
Well, they are going to play USC and Washington the last 2 weeks. And USC,
where's the Washington game?
It's at Washington.
Okay, so then Washington will show up because once again they didn't travel. Did you like that? I mean, I know we're way off the reservation. Do you like that performance against Wisconsin?
No, it's a dud.
Jed Fish, why don't you just tell us your agent is back channeling without telling us? Good God,
that was my exact thought. When's Florida announcing the press conference?
I mean, yikes.
Anyway,
it's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.